Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. On this episode, we're going to talk about the Astros and Twin series that didn't go our way, but at least there was a chance for it to go our way. There was an exciting game, a game that wasn't fun, a game that was fun, and that's what we're going to cover today. And we can't do it without my boy Tom. Tom, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, when you guys catch this, it's on your ride to work. You got coffee installed. I'm working on my caffeine currently. We're going to break this series down and look forward to the next one.
All right, so Monday, the Twins take a 4-1 lead. I go over to the Relevant app, and those guys were already gone. I don't know why, and then I jumped on, and then the Astros decided, hey, we're going to make this great comeback. In the bottom of the seventh, Tucker got a double. Abreu walked. Jake struck out. Dubon got a single. My boy Maldi came up with a chance to be a hero, but he struck out. And then just the most perfect person, the most perfect scenario to happen. Jose Altuve, grand slam. I know every time there's something exciting, I'm like, this is one of the most exciting things that ever happened, but dude, this was so awesome because I think most everybody had given up already.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was definitely, it felt like that team just didn't have it that day. Often struggled mightily. They didn't have a whole lot of guys on base. And it really just shows the level to which this team can strike and how fast things can turn around because the offense can be very potent when it wants to be.
So the Astros do all that work. They go to the ninth inning with a one-run lead. The closer, Q, Johnny Cash. It's over, boy. He gives up a run. And then we go to the 10th. Brian Abreu comes in, gives up two runs. I can't remember how he got the runs? Was there a ghost runner on and he gave up a homer?
Yeah.
That's
like
what it was.
Like the second pitch was a homer.
It was
elevated stuff, which I guess probably didn't help that, you know, that there had been elevated pitches a lot all game. It felt like everybody was living up in the zone. And yeah, Brian started off with a heater to the bullpen's credit, you know, these guys have been so good all season long. I think that was the first blown save for Ryan Pressly dating back to last year. So when you think about that, these are guys that are normally your go-to guys. I got to believe they're allowed to have a mistake once in a blue moon. So I'm not terribly upset. I love the grit and the fight that the team showed to be able to come back from a 4-1 deficit late in that ball game. But yeah, Ryan Pressly, Brian Abreu just didn't have it. And it's rare to say.
And to add insult to injury, we could not move that guy from second home and lose respectfully 7-6. I guess they had the wind knocked out of their sails. They put the wind back in and, you know, used everything they got to get that lead. And I guess it is what it is. It's kind of frustrating, but at least they made the game exciting. And that's kind of what I said. Like, we had a chance to win the series there. You know, the guys, I just kind of said they gave up, but they didn't give up. You know, they got that Altuve home run. A couple people had a chance to be the hero, but Altuve's been playing great. JP France, what can you say about him? 6 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs. He had 3 walks, 8 big strikeouts, gave up 1 long ball. His ERA is 4. Like you said, Pressly got the blown save. Abreu takes the loss. Not a lot offensively. Dubon went 2 for 4, and Altuve had the grand slam. What can you say? What was your thoughts on J.P. France's outing?
I thought J.P. France was really good. I thought he made 2 or 3 mistakes, but other than that, you know, I spoke about the high fastball. I think the homer was on a high fastball. For me, these guys, Jake, Hunter Brown, Belak, they're kind of gaining their footing a little bit. You know, they're going to struggle. I think when CJ came up, he had starts where he struggled a little bit. Had flashes, high strikeout numbers, but gave up the earned runs. I think over time, you're going to see these guys refine their game a little bit to where they don't make these big mistakes or that they limit the damage. And right now, this is the growing pains that, you know, as Astros fans, I think we have to live with. Those guys are guys that you hope that they come in and pitch well, but know that they're still really young and really learning how to pitch.
Yeah, you got to give him credit, though. It was 4-1 after four, and he didn't allow any runs in the fifth or the sixth. You know, he kept his team in it. All right, so let's go to Tuesday. It's Brandon Belak. He went 5 2/3, three hits, a run, and he also had three walks, six strikeouts, and he picks up the win. So I'm giving you the pitchers first. Maton, no runs. This dude's ERA is 0.68. I was thinking, I know like Presley and all these guys are kind of taxed, but I, you know, in that situation, I was like calling for Maton. I was like, this guy's barely given up any runs. His stuff is just amazing this year. Let's throw him in there. Throw him in there. Let's get this win. They didn't use him in the ninth. They didn't use him in the 10th. But anyway, I would have liked to seen him there. I don't know what you think about that. But Stanek and Montero both also pitched on Tuesday. Didn't give up any runs. Alex Bregman had a home run. Chaz had a two-run homer. Abreu had a sac fly. Bregman had another RBI single. Minnesota scored late. Former Astro, former Red Sox catcher, what was it, Vasquez? He made it 5-1. Overall, Belak did very good. It seemed like a pretty easy game to win, and that's what made Monday hurt a little bit. Like, man, we had the super comeback. We seemed to have won kind of easily Tuesday. This is a series we could have won.
Yeah, you definitely felt after the first two games that they could have won both games and should have won both games. It was Christian Vasquez ring night. He got his World Series ring. So I think that gave him a little extra juice. Clearly, him, Dusty, big hug, you know, in front of home plate, threw up the H. What can you say about Christian Vasquez from that video where he gets traded, where, you know, he just looks like his world ended to just being a part of the family, I guess. So really happy for him. Really happy that the Astros got the offense going early and often for Belak. You're normally used to having to live and die with Belak having a bunch of traffic. He limited it. It was a really strong start by him. He didn't get into trouble till towards the end of his start. And yeah, Maton came in, closed the door when he had a couple guys on in the fifth, and then pitched a solid sixth. I wonder what Dusty's going to do going forward, you know, with his bullpen, because that's going to be definitely a point of emphasis. I really feel like Maton is your guy right now, just looking at ERA and stuff like that. Can't go wrong, but that was Abreu last year. So do you ride the hot hand? Do you go with guys that have done it in the past? Montero kind of rounding back into form a little bit. Do you go back to him? It's just that 17-game thing where I think we're in the middle of it now. I think it's really making Dusty earn his paycheck a little bit, because he's having to make some tough decisions as to who to go to, try to keep game close, that kind of thing. His lineups, he's mixed and matched a little bit. So we'll see. I was a little disappointed after that game, because you felt like the series win was already a done deal and just didn't get it. So then you hoped in the rubber game they would do more, I guess.
Yeah, so the thing about it is this 17 games in a row, you can't really tax the bullpen. And the last series against the A's, it lined up perfectly. The moon and the stars, everything was perfect. And I said, this one, I said, I can't even guarantee a series win the way the pitchers lined up. And if you look at it, J.P. France went six. That's good. Belak went 5 2/3, and then Hunter Brown didn't get out of the fifth. So we had to use a lot of bullpen arms in this series, and then we have a four-game series coming up with the Angels. So it'd be very interesting to see how Dusty uses these guys, because you know they're going to get pretty tired. But in that second game, Bregman had that home run and Chaz had the two-run homer. So I know I already said that, but just wanted to – that's where we got the run. So good job by Bregman and Chaz. So on Wednesday, the game sucked. We lost 8-2. Hunter Brown gave up 6 hits and 5 runs, 2 walks, but he had 8 strikeouts, still had a strikeout power there. ERA went up to 3.61. He's now 5-2. Mashinsky gave up 2 runs. The Magic Man gave up a run. But Stanek didn't give up a run. Jake Myers went 1-for-4. He got a home run. And Yiner Diaz, your boy Yiner Diaz, got a home run. And the Astros lose 8-2. Pretty frustrating game.
It really was, especially the way Hunter Brown started out. You know, he came out of the gate really strong with 5 Ks in the first 2 innings. You just felt like he had a dominant performance coming. And it just seemed like they just did a great job of extending him. He pitched so many pitches. And then on the other side of it, I think the Astros did a poor job of trying to work the other pitcher. I think his name's Varland.
Yeah.
It was a game where he had like 40 pitches through 4 innings and Hunter had like 80 pitches. And it seemed like he had so many short innings. So you asked Hunter to just come back. I think the Astros should have did a better job of trying to work some counts and give him a break, because he was just the Minnesota Twins did a great job of spoiling pitches. And Hunter spoke to it in his post game, where he was like, look, they just kept working to get something to hit. And eventually I gave it to him. That's on me. I got to be better. He said all the right things.
Yeah.
And you feel for a guy who has the kind of stuff that he does and still kind of, you feel like he didn't perform to the level that you want him to. But I mean, it's when a pitcher gets worked like that, you feel like you got to tip your cap to the Twins. They did a really good job. And I think the Astros on the other side did a poor job, because Varland, on the other hand, was not pitching. I don't think he was pitching well. He was just filling up the zone, and he's like, all right, here you go. And they were just getting themselves out a lot of the time. So
the Astros were helping them.
Exactly. Which, you know,
and they weren't helping Hunter. They weren't helping Hunter. Yeah.
So, but it's a game. It's a series. You just kind of chalk it up to stuff that happens. One thing I want to make mention of, you talked about the A's series previously, where the Astros were able to get a sweep. The Atlanta Braves lost 2-3 to the A's. So these things happen. I would say Minnesota is a way better team than the Oakland A's, and Oakland almost swept Atlanta, and Atlanta's dominating their division.
Well, I definitely know that the A's beat Atlanta on Monday. We'll get to that in a little bit. But anyway, Jake, 1-for-4 with a homer. I just keep forgetting that I told you that already. But one more thing to add about Wednesday's game is I'm going to silver lining the game. They use Mashinsky and Seth Martinez. So Neris, Presley, all your big guns at the end, they got rest. We've got our two studs coming up in the first couple of games, I'm sure. I didn't look it up, but it just has to. It has to be coming because these three guys pitch, so it has to be.
It's very interesting that on the MLB app, it has the Astros as TBD. I don't know
that's why I didn't write it down. I saw that too. So
I don't know if they're talking about bringing somebody up and they're trying to plug them in.
Be something interesting to look at.
The 6-man rotation has been discussed. I know Reed Detmers is going for the Angels today, so maybe they're trying to set up an Ohtani versus Framber thing, which would mean they're bringing somebody to pitch today. So we'll see.
Romel Blanco?
Potentially.
It's got to be somebody on the 40-man, or they're going to have to move somebody. All right. So poor Magic Man gave up a run. Stanek didn't give up a run again, though, so good job by him. All right, now let's get to this. Who do you have as pitcher of the series, players of the series?
For me, it's JP France. I mean, obviously, it's easy to go there when he got the win, but I think he, or Yeah, did I do that right? No, I'm sorry. Bilak
got the win.
I don't know why I said JP France. Yeah, I think all the starters pitched well. I don't think that any of them pitched poorly.
JP France went the deepest.
Yeah. Bilak pitched well enough, and the offense supported him, where the other two guys didn't get any offensive support. You could go with Bilak. You could go with France. I said France, but meant Bilak. Bilak's my pitcher.
Yeah, me too.
Really, really encouraging what I saw from him. The last two or three starts, you just kind of felt like every time you saw him, he had two guys on. And up until the fifth inning, he really didn't have a whole lot of traffic, which is really good. He has a changeup that he's throwing that just is really baffling the hitters right now. So if he can continue to use that and then incorporate some other pitches, he's really going to end up being somebody that we can count on in that rotation. So,
oh, yeah.
Definitely like what I saw from Bilak.
Yeah, 5 2/3, only 3 hits and only 1 run. The only negative is those 3 walks. If he could not walk people, he could have finished the 6th inning. But he's my pitcher of the series. JP gave up 4 runs. Hunter gave up 5. I mean, you got to give it to him. Picked up the only win for us. Position player. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I could have went a lot of different directions. But for me, somebody that we haven't said his name enough, and I think we need to say his name more, I went with Alex Bregman. I think Alex Bregman with the homer. Alex Bregman had a big night on that night. He had an RBI single, I think, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when the offense, I mean, was very limited throughout the series, minus an Altuve bomb, Bregman was kind of consistent.
All right, so I'm starting to smell a trifecta here because I also have Bregman. But it all depends on how you give out that Rose Award.
I don't know. So the Rose Award has been tough. Like, for me, I feel like it should go to Jake Meyers. I really like what Jake Meyers is doing. He's been a guy that... But I liked Yiner. I liked Abreu a little bit just because he barely missed a homer yesterday by 2 feet. The guy barely missed a grand slam. Like, this guy's coming. You know, he's hitting harder. The hard contact is coming. So I wanted to give him to him, but I gotta feel like Jake is probably not getting the hardware we should probably give him every once in a while, because he seems like when he hits, everyone else hits. So for me, it was Jake Meyers.
I kind of did the Rose in a way where I wanted to give this guy player of the series, but I couldn't. So I'm like, I'm just going to give him something. I'm giving him the Rose because he deserves hardware. And that's Altuve for getting the Grand Slam. That's my Rose winner.
I just can't. I thought about him too, but I was like, man, I can't give the Rose to Altuve. I expect all the things from Altuve. Like, was I surprised when he hit the Grand Slam? Not really. Like it's what he does. Like, in that spot, like...
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Me? I'm not using this like I'm shocked by his play. I'm also not shocked by Jake Meyers doing good. He's been doing great a lot lately, you know, and you're giving him an award to say, hey, like, he deserves to have his name brought up on this podcast. And I think Altuve deserves to get some hardware for getting that Grand Slam and almost giving us that victory and the series win. But anyway, I think they were overall great picks. We matched on 2 of them. And the Rose Award, if I didn't give it to Altuve and I had to try to find a Rose guy, I mean, you could give it to Chaz.
Definitely.
He had a 2-run homer on Tuesday. Dubon, Altuve. It's not, just not a whole lot of offense.
I also thought about Jake because I think he played all 3 games.
Yeah. So, I mean, all the offense is spread out. It's like not somebody did something except Bregman. He was pretty good all series. All right, so let's get to this. We have Survivor, which I totally suck at. My goodness. I should just like go on there and pick who I think's going to lose. So I picked the Atlanta Braves to beat the A's, and they lost. They didn't just lose. I think they got killed, like 10-2 or something ridiculous. Maybe even worse than that.
Yeah, I can't fault you for picking Atlanta.
You're like, look.
There's nothing wrong with the pick.
It's like, a smart pick. It's the smartest pick out there.
It is. It was 7-2, by the way. I went and looked it up. I can't fault you there. I would have, if I had it, I probably would have picked that too. I just didn't have it to pick.
Yeah,
you so, already as my luck worked out.
You picked
out,
them when they had Uncle Charlie. Like, you knew when to do it. Pick the Astro guy.
Yep. So
I'm 8-6 now, by the way. And Tom picked the Dodgers to beat Washington, and I don't remember the score. Do you remember the score?
I think it was, here, I'll pull it up real quick. I think it was all like 2-1. They didn't do anything crazy. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, I just got really lucky, I guess.
And now Tom is 11-3. Tom looks like a juggernaut, and I look like a guy just hovering above the Mendoza line. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that is kind of what they call it. Like I said, full disclosure, I probably definitely would have been. The Dodgers won 6-1, so they did kind of put it on
there
a little bit.
There you go.
But I mean, I probably would have went Atlanta too, so I can't fault you at all.
Yeah. All right, so who is your pick this week?
This was another tough one because there isn't a whole lot of games. My choices are very narrow, but I'm going to take the Boston Red Sox against the Cincinnati Reds. Chris Sale going against Hunter Greene. Hunter Greene's a good young pitcher. I've got him on my fantasy roster. A lot of Ks. Chris Sale's found it again. I don't know what it is, but he's pitching really well. And they're in Boston, so I always like taking a pitcher at home.
You take Boston over who? Let me write it down.
Boston over Cincinnati.
Okay. That's who I was going to pick, and I didn't, and I changed it, and now I will regret it. But I picked the Cleveland Guardians over the Minnesota Twins.
Oof. I looked at that. But that pitching matchup, I don't know who BB is, but it's not Bieber. And that's the guy you want for Cleveland. Uh-oh.
That's probably what I thought I saw.
This guy is...
So you got to remember.
No. Tanner Beebe is 1-1 with a 2.88 ERA in 6 games. So, not terrible.
Yeah.
You probably got a shot. He just doesn't pitch well. Last 3 games, he's been really, really good. 6 innings, 1 run. 6 innings, 2 runs. 7 2/3, 1 run.
There you go.
So, not terrible. That's my boy, Tanner.
All right. So, you're totally destroying me on that. 14. We are almost halfway done. There are 30 teams, right?
Yep.
We're almost halfway done.
I don't know. I don't know how I'm gonna make it. Like, like I feel like I'm gonna run into a day where I can't pick.
What are we gonna do? You just. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Or I'm gonna be locked into like, you know, picking the Pirates against.
We're
the
in
Dodgers
the second half. We might have to start planning this out.
Yeah.
Like, hey, yeah. I haven't picked these guys, but they're not playing on Tuesday. I can't pick them yet.
Yeah.
All right. So looking ahead, like Tom said, it's to be determined tonight. So who knows what's going on? Could be Ronel Blanco. I saw him start a couple games down with the Space Cowboys. But their starting pitcher is Detmers, who is 0-4 with a 4.93 ERA. The Astros usually play pretty good against the Angels. On Friday, Otani versus to be determined. So I guess that's the they're not going to tell us who they're going to pitch at all the whole weekend. They got Sandoval to be determined, and then I got to look at Sundays, which I'm pretty sure it's to be determined. Canning. So I think we got they don't have good pitchers, but the games are at 7-7. Saturday's at 3:10 and Sunday's at 1:10. So what do you think about the 3:10 games? Are they good? They're probably good when you live there.
Yeah, it's interesting because like it's so like that dominates your whole day. It's kind of like football Sundays, right?
Yeah.
Because to do a, you're not doing anything before that in my mind.
You're going to go to the ballpark at one.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you get out of there and it's like six. So by the time you,
especially now.
So I don't know. Like, I don't know. I haven't been to a 3:10 game, but I imagine that that is, you just circle that as like, this is my day.
The tickets I have for the Saturday before Father's Day is a 3:00 game.
Hmm.
And it irritates me because we're spending the night and we got a hotel that you check in at 3:00. So it's like, I'm going to go down there and I can't even check in.
No.
I can go over there and like let them hold my bags or something and park somewhere. But I mean, I hate it. I hate it. If I'm going over there, it's perfect. If I'm going over there and coming back, it's way better than 6:00. But I would think, yeah, I was thinking if you live there that it would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right, though. It's like put it at 1:00 or put it at 7:00. You're like taking my whole middle of the day. I used to work this one shift from 1 to 9. It was too early to do anything before, and it was
too late to do anything after.
Yeah, it was 9:00 when you got up, unless you're not married and you want to party all night. So anyway, before I let you go so you can go to work, Tom, do you have any final thoughts?
I do. I really feel like that this team is fine. I know people are not happy. I know people are not going to listen to this pod because the Astros lost, and that's okay.
How are they not happy?
Guys are finicky, man. The team loses a couple ball games. The sky is falling. The world's ending. Everybody sucks. Sell them all. And
they had like 3 sweeps in 4
exactly,
series.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I want to make mention of where we are, you know, where we are in this gauntlet. These guys just came off the road, had a long road trip, came home, went right into another series. Could have had a series win, ended up with a series loss, but in 2 of the 3 games, the blowout happened. It's going to happen. You know, you chalk it up to one of those games in the season, but they're losing to teams that I think they should lose to. They're not losing to the A's. That's big for me. Really interested to see what this pitching matchup looks like. Really interested to see what the Astros are going to do. I was really hoping there was a scenario where they could potentially bring up Spencer Arrighetti from Corpus. This kid's electric. If you're not paying attention to this kid, you should. Astros Future put me on him a year ago. We had him on the pod. So I've been paying attention
to him a lot
because he's that. So just in case you did not know who this guy is, his numbers are amazing. Last game out, this was 2 days ago. Otherwise, I'd be looking to see if he could be moved up. He pitched 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 earned run, 1 walk, and 12 strikeouts. Big strikeout guy. And I think he's been like 1 or 2 in the minor leagues the last couple of years for the Astros in all of their minor league system as a strikeout leader. And I think something like that needs to be monitored. I think anytime you got a guy like that in your minors, you need to see him. And hopefully he makes to Houston, because I think
it wouldn't be unheard of for them to jump a pitcher from Corpus to Houston.
Not at all. Not at all. So I don't know what they're going to do with the 6-man. That's going to be interesting. I think there might be something to the Ronel Blanco thing. He's been getting stretched out at Sugarland. So hopefully we see him if that's what they try to do. Hopefully that helps with some of the rotation issues they got right now. And we'll see.
All right. I got one question for you that came up while you were talking. You mentioned like, do you set up the, okay, I'll just go ahead and ask you, do you set up the Framber Ohtani matchup, or because looking at all the other pitchers in this series, do you just throw in Ronel Blanco? Do you throw in your worst guy against Ohtani and just take the loss and use all your good guys to get 3 wins and win the series?
I think it probably would have been different had the Twin series went different. I think it's foolish to say that Dusty's over here trying to manage to catch the Rangers, but I imagine he's managing to win every game. So if you're doing that to beat Otani, you need a guy like Framber in that lineup to
have a chance.
Yeah, to get through that. Now, last time we faced Otani, your boy Maldi took him deep. Stros beat him. So maybe they don't need, but I think it was a Framber Otani matchup.
My boy Maldi, who no longer has a segment on this show.
Well, I'm sure you'll find a way to squeeze him back in there.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I think that was billed. I think it was a Sunday Night Baseball, if I remember correctly. So that's must see TV. I would like to see Framber against Otani.
Yep. Good for baseball. All right, buddy. That's all I have. We appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll see you next time on
Astros Baseball.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.